The Obama administration faces a deadline today on Libya. Under the War Powers Act of 1973, Congress must authorize military action that lasts more than 60 days. And it has now been 60 days since the president formally told Congress the U.S. military would intervene in Libya. Since the attacks against Muammar Gaddafi started in March, the U.S.'s military role has been reduced, but there are still U.S. Predator drones attacking targets in Libya. And this week, six Republican senators sent a letter to President Obama asking him to comply with the War Powers Act and terminate U.S. involvement in Libya. NATO is leading the mission, and today there were strikes against Libyan ships in several ports, including Tripoli Harbor. The BBC's David Loyne is in Benghazi. That's the rebel stronghold in eastern Libya. So, David, how would you characterize the fighting that's going on in Libya right now?
Well, it is very much at a stalemate. There's not been any major movement in the ground held by either side for some days now, other than this one town of Misrata, which is the town not very far away from Tripoli, along the coast to the west of the country. But all of the towns between Misrata and the coastline where I'm speaking to you from, Benghazi and Ajdabia, all of the towns in between have fallen back into government hands, into Gaddafi hands, and there's not very much movement on the ground there.
Are these new NATO airstrikes, though, an indication that NATO is ramping up its offensive?
Well, the key is that they were strikes, the first significant strikes against warships, and they were, in the words of a senior British military commander, he said, given the escalating use of military assets by Gaddafi's forces at sea, the NATO forces, and in particular British warplanes, had to respond. Earlier on this week, a British warship, a destroyer, was quite close to the coast and was fired on by a shore battery. It returned fire and destroyed the battery, and it also intercepted several inflatable boats that were going in to try and attack Misrata as Gaddafi's forces try to retake it. So this is all part of a response to taking the war to the sea, but it does ramp up the military action somewhat, and it expresses there's been some frustration by military commanders in Britain and France about the lack of targeting ability that they've got. The UN resolution seems to commit them to, they believe, not going after infrastructure targets, not going after very much more than the targets that are directly connected with military control of the war.
Well, NATO says its airstrikes are hurting Gaddafi's forces, though. What are the rebel leaders saying? Are they satisfied?
Well, they would like to see more, of course. And there's one area in particular which we're just beginning to get some quite detailed reports from. And it's a mountainous area. And we're hearing some terrible stories about wounded being carried across the mountains on the backs of donkeys, women having to give birth in caves and so on, as thousands of people have had to flee the fighting. The rebels have made a very strong demand that there should be tougher military action against the stranglehold of the towns of Zintan and other towns in the west of the country. But it's difficult to see what NATO can do, given that Gaddafi's forces have very skillfully changed their tactics. They move around now in small, lightweight vehicles rather than in armored convoys as they did at the beginning. And they have been conducting a flexible and rather efficient military campaign, and they have far more and far better organized forces than the rebels do.
Well, can you give us a sense of what's going on in Misrata, which is in the west, nearer to Tripoli, in that same area you're talking about where there's a lot of activity? Your colleague Andrew Harding is there. Are the rebels in control of Misrata?
Yes, they are. But as you say, my colleague Andrew Harding's been there, and some of the things that he's witnessed have been the ruins of the town, real humanitarian problems given the weeks of fighting and deprivation. And I have to say, near the port, every single building is badly damaged.
In his speech yesterday, President Obama said this: when Gaddafi leaves or is forced from power, the transition to a democratic Libya can proceed. It really doesn't seem like Gaddafi is going anywhere, does it?
Well, no. President Obama did say his departure was inevitable, but I have to say, I think that was more in hope than expectation now. We've seen in the past, in Bosnia, in Kosovo, in Iraq indeed, that bombing from the air often doesn't finish off dictators.
The BBC's David Loyne speaking to us from Benghazi in Libya. David, thank you.
Thank you, Monica.